Welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Moody Solace podcast. Not to brag or anything, you guys, but I have had a fantastic start to my day. I'm currently recording this on a Monday morning, and I typically work out Monday through Friday in the morning before my workday starts. So that's usually like my only main morning routine is just like getting ready for the day, having a nice solid workout, showering, and then going to work. And last week I had a pretty gnarly workout regimen, so I decided to just switch up my routine, which is really healthy to do sometimes, and take this Monday morning off to just spend some time with myself, do some self-care, do some things around the house that I've been procrastinating. So I'm currently sitting in a nice, cozy, clean home. I had some breakfast. I had too much coffee. I did my nails. I cleaned my room. I did some laundry. Your girl's feeling good. I'm feeling good. All right. Anyways, happy May. Can't believe it's May already. And I'm actually so looking forward to reflecting back on April. I've said this before in previous episodes, but if this is your first time tuning in, I pick a word of the month to describe kind of what I want to embody throughout this next month, based on what I've been reflecting about on the previous month. And sometimes this word comes to me like the day before I'm going to record, or even like the day I'm going to record, I just sit down and I'm like, okay, what, if I could sum up my last month in one word, what can it be? And sometimes it comes naturally and sometimes it doesn't. But last month, I think it was like the day after I recorded the episode, I just knew. I knew what it was going to be. And to provide some context, I work at ASRV Sportswear, for those of you that don't know. And I run the customer experience department, and I'm also a project manager. But we have a Discord, a private Discord channel for some of our like super fans, loyal customers, and I interact with them quite often. And we have these little like missions and activities that they can do. And one of the activities was to run 30 to 60 miles in a month, and each of them will be rewarded accordingly if they reach this goal. My boyfriend decided to join the challenge. And like, if you pass the challenge, great, like you get rewarded regardless. But Nike Run Club is where we were tracking all of this information, and they also rank you from first to last. But I was rewarding those who placed in first, second, or third place. So it is kind of a competition, but also it's like if you don't really want to compete against other people, you don't need to. You can just reach your own goal throughout the month. But yeah, my boyfriend decided that it would be a fabulous idea to get first place and to finish as quickly as he could. So he finished 60 miles in 1 week, and his dedication and determination was like a catalyst for me and like four other people. And so we were all competing for like the top five spots. And this competition started on a Monday. I thought it would be like a really smart idea to do a 6 mile run, which is like pretty normal for me, but this 6 mile run was 3 miles straight uphill with like no inch of a straightaway, no tiny little like decline so that I can just like catch my breath. Nope, it was just 3 miles all uphill. My elevation gain was like 1700, whatever. Crazy. And then on the way back, I could have just run down the hill and had 3 miles downhill and felt great. But I was like, no, I'll just take like a switchback trail back down to my car. I shit you not, you guys, I could not walk the next day. Like, could not walk. I was waddling. I was in so much pain, and I couldn't even run if I wanted to. So all that to say, I was basically 1 day behind everybody because I just like physically could not walk. So anyways, Kurt was able to run the first day, the second day, the third day, blah, 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 blah. He finished in first place in 5 days. I finished in fourth place in 7 days. I ran 6 miles on that Monday, obviously 0 miles the next day because I was immobile. And then I ran 10 miles on that Wednesday, Then I ran 15.5 miles on that Thursday. Then I ran 8.5 on that Friday, 10 on Saturday, and 10 on Sunday. And on day three, when I ran 10 miles on that Wednesday, I came up with the prompt for this month. I was just so uncomfortable. Okay, like I love running. It's in my blood. It's in my bones. It's in my genes. I have lots of runners in my family. But I just like get so bored and antsy running past like 6 miles. And I haven't run 10 miles in like over a year. I have only run 15 miles one time in my entire life, like 10 years ago. So this was quite the achievement for me. And all I could think about was just how uncomfortable I was. Like my whole mornings were spent running. Like my 15 and a half miler took me like 2 hours. Like I wasn't trying to go fast. I was just trying to finish this fucking challenge. And yeah, I was so uncomfortable. I was dizzy. Like at work, I just felt like so fatigued. Just like not great. And because I haven't pushed myself to these limits before, my body was like, what the fuck is going on? So I wasn't really hungry. I didn't want any water, ironically. Like, I just didn't want to put anything in my body, even though I needed, obviously, food and a lot of hydration and a lot of electrolytes. But I was just, my appetite was just non-existent. And so I was not replenishing my body enough at all. And I just kept on going. I'm like, all right, here we go. Another morning, another 10 fucking miles. Like, I'm so tired and I'm so uncomfortable. And the last 10 miles on that Sunday to crank it out, I was just like miserable. Like I was so annoyed. I was so upset. I was not having a good time. My boyfriend was bike riding with me the whole way. And I just kept talking to myself. I'm like, you can do it. Come on. Fuck yeah. You're almost done. And it was just not, I was not having a good time. And when I finished, like I couldn't really like bask in that glory of feeling like, holy shit. Like that was a pretty good accomplishment and you should be proud of yourself. I was so relieved to be done and I took like the next week off from running. Like I think I just ran like a total of 4 miles. So it took me honestly a couple weeks to recover and feel normal again. So I wasn't properly equipped for that, but I mean, I was pleasantly surprised. And on day three, I thought to myself, being uncomfortable can be comfortable. Like that's all I kept telling myself throughout this running journey was being uncomfortable can be comfortable. It doesn't have to be uncomfortable. Like you can sit in discomfort and be relatively okay with that in your mind. Like physically you can be in discomfort or just uncomfortable or just feeling annoyed. But you can be at peace with that simultaneously. Like those two things can coexist. And I remember telling Kurt after, Kurt's my boyfriend, after my first 10 miler, I said, I know what my podcast is going to be next month. It's going to be about feeling comfortable with being uncomfortable. And he's like, cool. Sounds like a good episode. And I think that speaking that out loud, just I manifested that because I have been so uncomfortable throughout the month of April. So I finally started feeling back to myself. I was so excited to get back into running again. Like this was like probably the middle of April. Middle of April, maybe like more towards like the 20th. I was like, okay, I'm feeling better. I had like a week to recover. I'm ready to get back into it. I woke up at 5 a.m., whatever the week of the 20th was. And that's the first time I woke up at 5 a.m. in a long time. And I've been trying to make that a routine so that I have more time in the morning to just plan out my day or just be slower and not just like feel like I have to wake up and rush a workout. And so I was jazzed. I was like, cool, finally I woke up at 5. I didn't sleep through all of my alarms. I am ready to kick ass today. And I was like sitting up and I'm like, I feel kind of weird. Maybe it's just because I'm super tired and I'm not used to waking up this early, whatever. So I had a great morning, but I still kind of felt weird. Then I get to work and I'm sitting at my desk and I'm like, yep, you're sick. Get out of here. Like, do not get anybody else sick. Which, whatever, we get sick, no big deal. It happens. And I was like, cool, I'm just gonna go home, not feeling well, gonna rest it out. And I have asthma. So whenever I get sick, I usually get this cough that lingers for about 2 months just because my lungs are fucking bitches. And yeah, so I was just like not looking forward to that. Like, I was already mentally preparing, like, great, I haven't gotten sick in a while, but I know this is gonna result in a shitty, annoying. Oh my God, my mom is so rudely calling me during my podcast episode. Like, does she not know? I'm gonna literally answer the phone and scream at her for calling me during this important time. Just kidding. I love you, Mom, if you're listening to this, which you probably are. So sorry. Anyways, like I was saying, yeah, so I get a stupid, annoying, dumbass shit cough. But I was like, you know what? It's fine. You told yourself, Sabrina, that it is okay to feel uncomfortable. Feeling comfortable can feel uncomfortable. So you just sit with it. You're sick. No big deal. Your body is telling you to rest. So just rest. Yeah, so I rested and I kind of pushed it still. Like, I cannot sit still for a while. I just can't do it. I can't do it. Even my body is saying, like, bitch, sit the fuck down. I was still doing some morning workouts, even though they were like more mellow, but I was still using kind of some heavy weights. And I wasn't really resting. So every day I just prolonged feeling better. And I was finally starting to feel a tad bit better. And I was hosting a Earth Day celebration. I don't even know when. One weekend in April after the 20th, all right? Like the weekend after that. And I had that planned out for a couple weeks. So I was so jazzed to get that going and host some girlies for a little Earth Day celebration. But that was the week I got sick. And I'm like, no big deal. You'll be better by then. You're chilling. It's fine. But I pushed it. I did. So I wasn't better for that morning of my Earth Day celebration. I was like not sick anymore, but just, you know, fatigued. I just didn't give myself ample rest. And I woke up at 6 a.m. that morning, got everything prepared, made some cupcakes, got everything out, whatever. Did the whole shebang. And then I thought it would be a really good idea to have a karaoke session when I don't feel that great. I have like a cough, a little bit, like a lingering cough. My throat's still kind of just like recovering, but let's have a karaoke session and sing so obnoxiously loud that all the neighbors can hear, and also you damage your vocal cords. That sounds fun to add to the list of things that are making you feel uncomfortable this month. So let's give that a try. So yeah, I hit some notes that, first of all, I for sure hit them. Thanks for asking again. But did it strain my voice? Yes. So I developed laryngitis. I couldn't speak. I literally couldn't speak at all for about 3 days. And I convinced myself, you guys, I swear to God, I convinced myself that my voice was never going to come back again. I was like, oh my God, I have to like cancel my podcast. Like, I'm not even kidding you. This is where my brain went. I was like, I have to learn how to live my life mute. I thought that was going to be my new reality. And I was getting so anxious by that thought and just like so panicky that I did this to myself and that I will never recover from this vocal injury. I looked up like celebrities with laryngitis, like people who have recovered from laryngitis. Will my voice ever come back? Anyways, so yeah, my brain spiraled. But yeah, I couldn't speak for about 3 days. And my voice finally started to come back last week. But because of this like new laryngitis diagnosis, I developed an extremely uncomfortable and painful ear infection, just like sinus issues. And I just remember telling Kurt for the last, today's the first day that I'm feeling better. First day. So I had an ear infection for 1 week. So the last 2 weeks of April have been real rough. And I just remember telling Kurt, I'm so uncomfortable. Like, I'm so uncomfortable. I feel like I'm crawling out of my own skin. I don't know. I felt terrible. and I was just starting to get irritable. I couldn't swallow without being in pain. I couldn't open my mouth without being in pain. I couldn't eat anything without being in pain. I couldn't sleep. I wasn't sleeping very well at all. And I was just getting progressively more uncomfortable, anxious, and upset. And I kept revisiting my mantra that was, being uncomfortable can be comfortable. And when I first kind of said that mantra to myself at the beginning of the month, it was more so this feeling of being uncomfortable during something that I willingly chose to do, which is a run. And when the run was over, I'll feel comfortable again. So it's easy to tell yourself these mantras when everything is going well or when you have control of your situation, of your surroundings, of your health, whatever. But when you don't have control of these things and you're in an environment that is uncomfortable, you're in a situation that's uncomfortable, you have physical health symptoms that won't go away that are making you feel very, very uncomfortable and like you're crawling out of your own skin, it can be very hard to revisit a mantra over and over and over again when you just want to say, fuck this. I hate this. I hate the way I'm feeling. I'm never going to feel okay again. And this just blows. This blows. And I had to mindfully keep telling myself, hey, you're uncomfortable right now, but don't hyperfixate on the things that are making you feel uncomfortable. I was just hyperfixating on the fact that I couldn't speak. I couldn't eat. My cough was a bitch and keeping me up at night. My cough was keeping me up and my earache was keeping me up. And I'm like, this is the end. This is the end of life for me. And I'm going to die a mute. That's what I'm not even kidding you. Like, I feel like this could be an exaggeration or this can sound like an exaggeration, but in my head, it wasn't. Like, I thought this was the end of my life and I was going to die from singing a note too high. And that was the catalyst for my death. And now looking back, I'm like, so silly, girl. You're young. Your body will bounce back. Like, relax and chill. But it was really more so a battle with my fucking mind. Like, my body, I'm like, you know what? Okay, I'm going to tell you what I told myself. I swear this is not meant to sound insensitive. And I hope it doesn't sound insensitive. This is just me being honest and open about what has helped me kind of talk myself down from like worst case scenario mentalities and just like impending doom. But I live in an area where there are some homeless people in little pockets, and I typically see the same ones over and over again, and I really want to give them like some food, but unfortunately a lot of these people around are just on like gnarly drugs and are having like pretty big trips in the middle of the street. So obviously I want to worry about my safety and not put myself in a dangerous situation, but I see the same ones over and over again, and I just like, my heart goes out to them. I feel for them. It makes me feel sad. Whenever I see them, I feel sad. And there's this one guy that walks around all the time, and he is holding a book. I don't know what book it is. And he has these bright yellow Crocs, and my heart breaks for him. I don't know what it is about him specifically, but my heart breaks for him. And I see him all the time. And sometimes when I don't see him, I get kind of worried. I'm like, oh no, did he die? Like, he doesn't look like he's in great shape. He does not. And he walks very slowly. He looks sick, whatever. And then I told myself, Sabrina, you are so fortunate to live in a home. You have access to healthcare. You have access to like my whole cabinet of medicinal herbs that I can make at my disposal. I am making myself feel uncomfortable when I'm in my nice car that I worked hard for, going down the street to go to the beach. I'm feeling anxious for what? For what? And when I think about these things of like me feeling so worried about my health or worried about worst case scenarios, seeing these people around me, these homeless people, and seeing how resilient our bodies actually are, and seeing that these people who do look sick, who do look ill, who are on I believe fentanyl, but I'm not here to make assumptions, not my place. But there is a fentanyl problem here, so we'll just keep it at that. Anyways, I see that they are still kicking. They're still kicking. And I've lived in this area, in this particular home for the last, like, I don't know, 6 months now, and they're still kicking. And I'm like, you lost your voice for 2 days. Your body is fine. You're healthy. You are able-bodied. You're going to be okay. Like, get down from your entitled high horse and remember that our bodies are machines that are meant to heal itself. It just needs time. It just needs adequate rest. It just needs you to calm your mind down so that you're not making shit worse and to just chill. And when I start freaking out about my health or freaking out about being anxious in like a random location that I just feel a little bit uncomfortable in, I just think of these poor homeless people on the streets. My heart goes out to them. And I just think like they are resilient as fuck. Unfortunately, they don't have access to the things that I have access to. And they are still kicking. And that is what's helped me, honestly, like talk myself down from the fact that I'm dying every single day. So yeah, I really hope that doesn't seem insensitive. I just feel like that's, I want to keep shit honest and real in this podcast. And that's just what I've been thinking about and observing just observing. And those are just some food for thought. So anyways, yeah, I was definitely challenged this month with feeling uncomfortable. I have felt uncomfortable all month long. And today is literally the first day that I have slept. My voice is kind of coming back. I sound like a chain smoker, quite honestly. And actually, I sounded like Marcel the Shell. If you've seen that, like that's literally what I sounded like for the last like 4 days. But we're back on the mend, baby. And I'm happy to announce that I'm not dead, and I'm happy to announce that I'm not a mute as of right now in this moment in time. Dude, our minds are nuts. Our minds can make you believe the craziest fucking shit, and being able to separate that and ask yourself, like, is my perception my reality? Like, for real. Let's just humble ourselves for a second. Like, is what I'm telling myself and the anxiety that I'm creating in my head, is that real? Is that relevant to what's actually going around in my surroundings? Like, I will get anxious going to the beach. I will be looking at the fucking most beautiful, scenic ocean that I am so fortunate enough to live by. And I will feel so anxious that I just, like, want to get home as quickly as possible. For what? For why? Girl, bye. Like, what the fuck are you worried about? This is so beautiful. But it's all in our heads, all in our heads. Anyways, I've been trying to sit through those uncomfortable moments, like I've been saying, and it's very tough to obviously sit through uncomfortable moments. It's easier to say like, yeah, I can totally sit through uncomfortable moments and thrive. When you're like already thriving and you feel fine, but then you get to a point where you're not fine and you're not thriving and you feel terrible. And that is when that mind battle comes into play, where it's like, am I making myself feel worse because of the thoughts that I am producing? And that was certainly my case. So that leads us to the word of the month, which is acceptance. Acceptance, which we all know what acceptance means. But I thought that this definition was particularly beautiful because I actually didn't expect this to be the actual textbook definition of acceptance. Like, when I just think of acceptance, I just think of, like, accepting what is. I'm honestly so bad at, like, giving definitions of things without using the word. Like, that's such a skill. When someone asks me, like, what does this mean? I'm like, I can't describe it. Just please look it up, because I will use the word and that defeats the purpose of giving you a definition. Anyways, the definition of acceptance is willingness to tolerate a difficult or unpleasant situation. Did you expect that? Am I dumb? Like, I don't know. I didn't expect that, but I'm going to read that shit again. Willingness to tolerate a difficult or unpleasant situation. And towards the end of, like, in the middle of my earache, I was like, you know what? This is where you're at right now. You're going to feel better soon. And you're going to, like, don't take that shit for granted. Don't take swallowing and eating and sleeping for granted. But right now, you're in pain. You can't do anything about it. Complaining about how uncomfortable you are won't make you any more comfortable. Deep breaths, relax, and just accept that this is where your body is at. And if you give yourself what you need to heal and to relax, you will be just fucking fine. Just fine. And I don't remember if I have said this in my last episodes because I fucking word vomit. So if I did, it doesn't matter. It's worth sharing again anyways. But I am Palestinian, and both of my parents fled the war in Palestine. If you are not familiar with that whole history, this is just not the time to get into that. You can do your own research if you feel so inclined. But anyways, I just think about these poor children who are suffering from literal physical injuries, bombings, starvation, loss of family members, losing their homes, not knowing where their next meal is coming from. They're resorting to eating like hay and grass to survive. They're losing limbs. And that should elicit anxiety and fear and worry. And it's so funny how we have created, or if we're just fortunate enough to be born into a society where these kinds of threats or dangers aren't imminent and they're not common. And so our definition of anxiety has completely changed from what anxiety is at its core. And it's, you know, our fight or flight responses are so fucked up and so skewed because we have, for the most part, eliminated these immediate threats to our survival. And so we have these overactive stress systems just going fucking crazy in our brains because our anxiety perception is skewed. We don't have to worry about, for the most part, our survival. And if you're listening to this, I hope you're not in a situation where you are worried about your survival or you're in an immediate threatening situation. But I'm assuming, which I probably shouldn't, but I am, that if you are listening to this, you most likely have a pretty safe environment, I would hope. And so when I run rampant, when I am anxious, like, for example, yesterday I was driving 20 minutes south to go run some stairs and have a nice workout on my Sunday morning. And there was a street fair kind of in the middle of my route. And on the way back, or I was already thinking like, oh my God, on the way back, there's going to be so much traffic. I don't really feel that good. My ear's not feeling that great. What if I'm stuck and I can't get home as quickly as I want to? Like, I was thinking worst case scenarios already. And that's, what the fuck? That's not even a worst case. Like, it's going to be fine. But some streets were blocked off. So I'm like, okay, what is my alternate route if I can't take this route? And I was just like freaking out. Okay. And then like a mile into my run, I was starting to have a panic attack. I'm like, dude, you are willingly going somewhere to run and do something good for your body and your mind. And you have just spiraled into straight panic because you're already thinking about, what if you're stuck in traffic for like fucking 10 minutes on the way home? What if that doesn't even happen? Chill. And then I revisit these moments of just like children stuck in war or people stuck in just like really terrible environments and situations. And I'm sitting here worried about the fact that I'm fortunate enough to get into my car willingly and drive down the coast of California to go on a run that I'm voluntarily doing. Girl, shut up. Shut up, girlie. The fuck? Anyways, I think this episode has honestly been all over the place. And you know what? That's okay, because that is how I'm processing April. It was just all over the place. It was all over the place. But I also feel like we can all relate to these kinds of thoughts and these like, just when our minds run absolutely rampant. And we are going to get in situations where, whether you're in a safe environment or not, you're going to be uncomfortable with something. Whether your physical health kind of just takes a turn for the worst, whatever that may be, you will be okay. if you talk yourself through these moments and tell yourself, like, this is the cycle of life that we're in right now. This is the season of life that we're in. We can't change that. We can't manipulate it. We can't control it. But I can learn to be comfortable in feeling uncomfortable. I can find acceptance and the willingness to tolerate a difficult or unpleasant situation. I can do that. Even if I physically feel uncomfortable, even if I mentally feel uncomfortable, those two things can for sure coexist. So yeah, that's all I have to say for April. I was very uncomfortable, but I also super fucking stoked that I smashed running 60 miles in 7 days. And it also showed me, last thing I'm going to say, that our minds can be such crazy barriers for ourselves and making us feel like we have to constantly stay in situations or environments that make us feel comfortable, or we tell ourselves excuses why we can't do something. Like, if you told me that I could run 60 miles in a week, I'd say, nah, I'm not trained for that. Like, I physically can't do that. Even though I was fatigued and just like defeated, my body kept on going. It kept going. Like, truly and honestly, if I needed to run another 10 miles on that last Sunday, physically, I could. Would I enjoy it? No, I absolutely would not enjoy it. But our bodies are so much more capable of what we think they are, and we just put so many boundaries on ourselves. So I really hope that going into this month of May, you set less boundaries for yourself. If there's something in your life that you think like, I can't do that, why are you telling yourself that? Is it because you physically can't? Or is it because you emotionally and mentally told yourself like, I can't do that for whatever reason? Like, what outcome are you afraid of? And really ask yourself, like, can I push through that boundary that barrier that I set for myself arbitrarily? I sure did. And I'm sure that there's a ton of other barriers that barriers that I've set for myself that I've already told myself I cannot achieve. And like, why do we tell ourselves that? And it's because we want to keep ourselves safe and not put ourselves in situations that can make us feel disappointed. So we're just like protecting our souls and protecting our hearts, but we'll be fine. So I challenge you and I encourage you to push through your barriers. Really make that a priority throughout the next month. How can you make yourself uncomfortable, step out of your comfort zone? And how can you talk yourself through those uncomfortable moments and tell yourself, I can and will feel comfortable doing this thing that makes me feel very, very uncomfortable and uneasy? And then you'll get through it, and then you'll be in your bed at the end of the day. That's what I think about sometimes too, is just like when I'm pushing through something so terribly uncomfortable is you will be back in your bed. You will be back in your bed and you're going to look back and say, I did it. I did it. And that's what's helped me as well. One last thing I forgot to mention. In my last episode, if you listened to that, terribly uncomfortable and claustrophobic I have been feeling in traffic. Just like I avoid the freeways. I just, no. And like I said, I definitely manifested this entire month of April by speaking into existence. I can be uncomfortable feeling comfortable, because guess what? My boss said that we are going to Los Angeles for a work trip that we had to do, which I cannot share the details quite yet, but stay tuned. Anyways, the person that was going to drive us no longer could drive us, so I had to drive, and I was flipping the fuck out mentally. I'm like, oh my God, I'm driving up to LA in traffic. I just talked about how I'm avoiding it all. What if I have a panic attack? What if I'm stuck? Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I talked myself through it, and guess what? I made it, and I sat in so much fucking traffic. And I survived it. I did have moments of panic, like coming up to the surface. And I just repeated that mantra. You are uncomfortable, but that does not mean you are fucking dying. Two different things, girl. So chill. And yeah, I have to go to LA again next week. So I have to rehype myself up for that work trip. But yeah, I really hope that you feel inspired to push through your own barriers. Find maybe one or two things that you have been telling yourself you cannot do, or have convinced yourself like this is not for you, and give that a go and see how you feel and see if you surprise yourself. I'm sure that you will. And how can you do one or two things this month that just make you feel so out of place and so uncomfortable? And what can you learn from that situation? So I really challenge you to do that. I will be doing the same for myself and continuing to put myself in situations that don't make me feel very safe. And physically safe, yes. And in, like, you know what I'm saying. All right, I don't need to explain that. I'm not putting myself in a dangerous situation, but in a environment that I have perceived as unsafe because of my anxiety. There we go. Anyways, with that, you guys, it is about to be the start of my work day, so I definitely gotta go. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it inspired you, and I am so looking forward to speaking to y'all next month.